אתם עם SBS בעברית. And for the latest news in the Australian Jewish community, we are now joined by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
We will begin with your main headlines with a photo of Douglas Murray, a British author and a commentator, speaking at the UIA event.
Yes, so Douglas Murray, he asked an audience comprising mainly non-Jews at Sydney's Enmore Theatre on Sunday, if you had a day where terrorists came and killed 5,000 Australians and took 1,000 Australians hostage, and you knew that those Australians were being raped and tortured on a daily basis, would you not expect the world to be on your side when you asked them to be returned? Douglas Murray went on, if Australia was repeatedly being rocketed by New Zealand and the rest of the world said, well, you've just got to give them more land, I would expect the average sensible Australian to not view that with equanimity. Murray noted that Israel is the one country where the posters of the kidnapped do not get torn down, telling how a relative of the Bibas family saw a poster of one-year-old hostage Kfir ripped down in Dublin. There is no crime in being a 21-year-old man who went to a music festival, and no crime in being a 74-year-old grandfather stolen from your house and your community, he said, in front of a sold-out crowd. I would think that those people too are deserving of the world's empathy, their attention, their care, and an endless call for their release. There was a small group of protesters chanting Free Palestine and Shame Enmore Theatre, Shame, outside the venue, in the heart of Greens MP Jenny Leong's left-leaning Newtown state electorate. But Murray put it down to, quote, my support for Israel, it's driving them mad. Police formed a cordon between protesters and the theatre to ensure audience safety. And on Saturday afternoon, Murray received a warm Shabbat welcome from a packed Central Synagogue audience. Arriving later than scheduled due to protesters outside his hotel, the UK academic and author jokingly said he seems to be spending more time in shul than his Jewish friends these days. He told of spending the last few months in Israel and entering Gaza with the IDF, who he said have acted in the most ethical, disciplined and determined way. Prior to Australia, Murray visited South Africa and was scathing in his assessment of its ANC government, who he described as horribly corrupt, saying its genocide case against Israel is absurd given it cannot even provide adequate water or electricity for its own citizens. And Murray also spoke at a private UIA event with Tamimi Faraday in Melbourne on Monday before his talks and shows in Melbourne happened at the Athenaeum Theatre on Tuesday and Wednesday. Again, all sold out those shows.
Okay. So just to make it clear to our listeners, what was exactly the purpose of his visit in Australia?
Yeah, so he does this around the world. He basically speaks about his recent reporting and time in Israel. And he's a strong campaigner and he's obviously written many books as well on the topic.
And moving to a different topic now, and in Sydney, when pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the University of Sydney invaded a function room where Tel Aviv University academics were running an information stall. Shane, tell us more about it.
Yes, so in Sydney, Tel Aviv University President Ariel Porat from Israel, he's written to the University of Sydney Vice Chancellor Mark Scott, saying the treatment of two female Tel Aviv University staff members at an exchange program fair at Sydney University last week was nothing short of appalling. His letter was in reference to a 90-minute ordeal that Sharon Ziv Kafri and Tel Aviv University Vice President Milet Shamir experienced as guests running an information stall at the March 19 fair. Pro-Palestinian student protesters stormed the room in a successful attempt to shut their stall down. A group called Students Against War, whose current logo features a hand holding a saw with a Palestinian flag on it, staged the sit-in protest, shouting slogans including, Sydney Uni, you can't hide your supporting genocide within metres of Tel Aviv University stall, posting footage of it on social media. The function room's doors were then locked by security guards stationed outside, where a simultaneous pro-Palestine protest was being held by National Tertiary Education Union members. At the same time, BDS Youth Australia posted a message on Instagram urging its supporters to come to the building. Eventually, when it was clear that neither protest would stop, the Tel Aviv University staff opted to pack up their stall and were escorted to a car by security. Representatives from other stalls, including unis from Asia, Europe and the US, who were also inside the room, expressed anger at the way the disruption was allowed to persist. In his letter, Porat requested a detailed explanation regarding what appears to be an extreme neglect by your university, and he listed several questions about how the incident was allowed to occur and what is being done in its aftermath. Australian Friends of Tel Aviv University's CEO, David Solomon, told the Jewish News on Tuesday that Sydney University needs to take whatever action is needed to prevent this incident from happening again, and he lamented how stronger action wasn't taken at the time to protect our people. A Sydney Uni spokesperson said in a statement, "It was absolutely incorrect that anyone was detained inside the room, and those who wanted to leave could." But the spokesperson said the incident is being investigated. But Solomon told the Jewish News the doors were locked by security guards and that the student protesters' actions and behaviour inside were clearly aimed to harass and intimidate. He added, "We're obviously very perturbed by what happened and the actions of those students, and we're concerned that the uni didn't take stronger action at the time to and also protect others. And there was no opportunity," he said, "for Tel Aviv University staff to meet any of the students who may be interested in going on exchange, and it's questionable if any student would have approached the stall as they would likely have felt intimidated." But he did say that Tel Aviv University values its ongoing relationship with Sydney Uni, and in private talks before this event, they had productive discussions about future collaborations.
And in different news, an update on the story from last year about two Islamic preachers in Sydney and the ECAJ. What's the update?
So in taking legal action against two Islamic hate preachers, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry is stepping up where the police and government have failed, the Roof Body's co-CEO said this week. They announced on Monday that they've formally lodged complaints with the Australian Human Rights Commission against two Islamic preachers in Western Sydney over speeches that were made late last year, recordings of which have been uploaded online. And it follows Executive Council of Australian Jewry now announcing in January its plans to take action on this issue. They're also seeking for the speeches to be removed from the internet and a public apology. And that the respondents provide binding commitments that similar conduct does not occur in the future. And they haven't ruled out the possibility of further legal action against other Western Sydney hate preachers. Mm.
And you can read more about this on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, what else is making headlines in Sydney?
So in Sydney, speaking at a rowdy demonstration on Sunday night at Port Botany against Israel's Zim shipping line, Greens Deputy Leader Senator Marine Faruqi declared, "Zim shipping should never be welcomed in this country." Faruqi also targeted the Albanese government, saying, "How ruthless and cruel can you be to aid, abet and arm Israel?" The crowd marched to where a Zim vessel was being unloaded, sounding drums and wielding Palestinian flags. New South Wales police later charged 19 people for involvement in this unauthorised rally. Faruqi was not among them. Her presence at the protest against Zim was despite her Greens colleague, Senator Jordan Steele John, appearing to set boundaries on his party's boycotts of Israeli goods and services. He'd announced earlier that the Greens would not target Israeli businesses unless they were, quote, complicit in violating Palestinian human rights. So, interesting one there. On a positive note, a petition with more than 11,000 signatures has been delivered to Liberal MP Julian Lisa, decrying the rise in anti-Semitism in Australia. Michelle Pearce of the Australian Christian Lobby delivered the document to Lisa on Tuesday. Lisa said, increasingly we're seeing hate speech and violence directed to Jewish Australians, and all too many are staying silent about it. So this is a time to stand up and speak up, and I'm grateful for so many Christians for doing so via this petition.
Now, Shane, tell us about the meeting in Canberra last week where dozens of Jewish students met with Australian politicians. What was the meeting all about?
Yes, more than 50 Jewish students, uni students, met last week with leading Australian decision makers in Canberra, including Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton, as part of the annual political training seminar held by the Australian Union of Jewish Students. Discussions surrounded issues such as anti-Semitism and what the government is doing to tackle it, the war in Israel and rising cost of living, and that impact on students. Politicians were asked about the recent decision by the government to resume financing for UNRWA and also ensuring safe spaces in politics for progressive Jews, and whether or not free speech should be limited when it becomes a threat to the Jewish community. The entire group wore yellow ribbon pins associated with the call for the return of the Israeli hostages. Orgers Public Affairs Coordinator Nathan Levy said, seeing how this event empowered our students, inspiring them to engage with our political system as active citizens and advocating for what they believe in, is a testament to the program in ensuring the future of Jewish leadership.
Let's finish off with sports, Shane. What's on your sports section this week?
Yeah, and we have in the sports section in this edition an interview with Jewish AFL star for the North Melbourne Kangaroos, Harry Sheezel. We spoke to him just before the big Good Friday clash between the Kangaroos and the Carlton Blues. He signed on till the end of 2030 with North Melbourne, and he said he couldn't be happier. So well done to him and the Kangaroos.
Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much for your report, and speak to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.